This week on Tower Dive. Supportal combat. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive.
Beautiful.
Right? My melodious sounds of
angelic. I missed it.
I know.
It's been a week. We missed a week.
I know. We did. We were a little slow in getting things going, but that's okay because there's, you know, like with the LCS, there's a lot of the same happening. So there's really no reason to sort of jump on, you know, piggyback shows on top of shows. We're giving you guys a chance to let it ruminate.
Yeah, digest the content.
To really get in there. Yeah, you know, absorb it.
Basically, we want you to watch all the good stuff, and then when they're done,
complain about it on Reddit.
Yeah, and then come through a Tower Dive about.
Then you know what? I want to laugh. I want to enjoy myself.
Something a little easy. Something with a few more cock and balls.
Yeah, a little more dick jokes. A little more dick. A little more wiener jokes. A little less heavy handedness that maybe Thorin and Richard throw out there with their conspiracy theories and whatnot and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We love them for it, and that's their job. Their job is to make our job to give you guys something to fall back on and laugh about when you're hit with all that heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it's
they're the iron fist. We're the velvet glove.
Exactly. You know, when you sit there and you're done with watching their show, and he was like, it's like, let me turn on Tower Dive. This is, you know, we're the cartoon that you watch after the scary movie before you go to bed so you don't have nightmares.
Exactly. Yeah, we're that old episode of the Looney Tunes that you flipped on after you just finished watching, some type of horrifying,
some terrible Japanese horror movie that is about little kids coming through televisions and pulling your eyeballs out.
You
don't want to have nightmares, so you watch this, and then it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, cleanse the palate.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're the lime sorbet after the prime rib, but before the souffle.
Yeah, we are the coffee beans you sniff in between trying to find which new cologne you want to buy.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, it neutralizes the scents.
I might even go as far as say where that little bowl of water you dip your hands into.
At church?
You know, in between courses at dinner.
Oh, I was like, courses like math and science?
A little water to dip.
Why are you doing like little dog begging dog move?
That's what you do. You dip your hands in the little bowl of water they give you. You don't drink it. And then you dry your hands. And then the next course comes.
No, they give you the rag, and it's warm, the hot towel. And you rub your hands, and you put it on your face.
That's for airplanes.
No, man, that's in first class. I don't know what that's like.
We never been
there. I get put in steerage.
I get put in storage.
I have to hold on to the fucking tires. Hope I don't fall off. So League of Legends happened.
Does it?
before a preliminary happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks. What'd you get me?
That's why I'm wearing my Valentine's colors.
Me too.
It's not. It's not.
I'm wearing gray and green. That's also Valentine's.
Oh, well, the gray and green. Yeah, that's gray and green. I usually associate those with, you know.
It's more traditional.
It's Icelandic Valentine's
Day.
The
Hallmark infused, you know, heart blood red.
Yeah, we're
the
you
gray
know,
and green Valentine's motif.
Like I said, it
harkens back to the
old country.
the years of yore.
Yeah,
days of yore.
It's a yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Donk. Yeah. So what'd you get me?
I was going to ask you the same question. What did you?
Well,
get?
I think we're on our eighth anniversary.
It's our eighth anniversary.
I think it's our eighth anniversary.
Okay.
So it's the wood one.
I thought it was flannel.
No, I got enough of that, so we got that one.
I know, but I'm looking for the gifts. I'm not going to buy you flannel. One. It's the wooden one.
You'll have to guess what I got you. That involves wood. And
I'm assuming the box is tiny.
It's my Derek.
Then I'm correct in guessing the box is tiny.
Yeah, the ring box.
It's a little ring box.
Yeah.
Open. Open it up. What is it? Look, it's
a very small penis.
This again.
Thank you. Again.
Stop. Can you please really stop giving me this every year?
Every anniversary is the one anniversary. You can do it right.
Every year, it's the same shitty tiny gift.
I like to.
And every year I look at it, I go, I can't use this for anything.
I like to adhere to traditions.
I have no into the Icelandic traditions. Of,
yeah,
can't
be
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy. Why did we make them Eastern European? Happy Valentine's Day. I'm just making up an accent. I don't even know what it is. But that's, you know.
It's like half Yiddish, half just random half Eastern Yiddish. European.
It's like your mother was Eastern European, but your father was kind of, he was Jewish, but from the old country. And, you know, the northern part of it, though. So you get happy Valentine's Day.
A little bit of sweet in there, I think.
Little hint. Just enough so you think about it.
Yeah. So that's your weekly Valentine's Day education.
There you go. You know what? You guys, listen. Also, what we will give you at the end of the show is we'll give you the tower dive Happy Valentine's Day, and you can just give it to your significant other. It's just it'll be the two of us saying, "Hey, Happy Valentine's Day."
Happy
and you could just you can take that little video, little snippet. And you could just send it to your wife or your girlfriend or your wife's girlfriend.
Or boyfriend.
Or your boyfriend or your husband.
Yep.
Your dog. Cat. Your mother.
Yeah.
Your grandparents.
They might not get it.
They wouldn't probably understand it. I wouldn't send it to them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't send it to them. So, yeah. So, like I said, LCS happened.
Did it?
It's been happening.
Sometimes I wonder if it is happening.
If you looked at your fantasy team, you would also wonder that.
Yeah.
I understand where your question of I don't think it happened is coming from.
Did we miss a week? I didn't get any points.
My team didn't score any points this week. It didn't. LCS is, were they off this week? No. My team is just bad.
They got a bye? Is that what happened?
We had an off week. My whole team. Yeah. But you have players that are on the same team as mine. Why didn't mine score points?
I don't understand the rules of fantasy LCS.
I feel like something is going wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, LCS happened. We are in, what was it, week
four? We just finished four.
We just finished week four. We're going into week five.
It's
flying by. Yeah, no, it is.
How many weeks are there? How many we got left?
Nine, I believe, there are weeks. So we have five weeks.
I am not going to win this fantasy league.
5 weeks for me. No, probably not.
No, that's
just not. I mean, listen, you're going a big run.
Yeah.
You got that one. You know, you're off the schneid.
Yeah. Now that I'm on the board, I can really take off.
Now you've got the taste of blood in your mouth. So now it's like, now it's time to hit the ground running. But
I have so much control over what my players do.
Not too far, though, because I am there, and I don't want you to pass me.
Straight to the top.
Just like Tower Dive. So we just finished week four. And now this is the time when things really start to take shape.
Yeah.
You know, your good teams aren't good. At this point, if you're in first place, chances are you're going to remain in that top 1-3 slot because you're not going to fall off. Well, it's not like a team that's, you know, like, we'll just, for example, we'll just, Immortals is 8-0. They're not all of a sudden going to go 9, you know, 10 and 0-10 or whatever the rest of the way, however many games they had. 18 games. So they're not going to go 0-10 the rest of the way and go 8.
Unless there's some, like, visa issue that collapses the whole pyramid.
Even then, they'll still pick up, like, a win here and a win there. They're probably going to finish top 3. They're 3 games ahead of the next closest teams.
Yeah.
So they're in a good spot. We blew that one.
A lot of our predictions have been a little off the mark.
Slightly off. Honestly, though, my Cloud9 is right on the nose.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
I had them a second.
Yeah, and they're doing all right.
So they're doing it.
High plays.
They're doing it. Yeah, which is going to be all the time because every loss is Bunny's fault.
Yeah, poor Bunny.
Poor Bunny can't catch a break.
Did you see that high parody song?
I heard about it. I didn't listen to it because because stuff like that annoys me.
It's funny because he's never going to retire.
I know. I heard. And it's not a joke. The sad thing is that's not a joke.
Retire. No, he's not.
So Immortals is at the top, 8-0, C9 second, 5-3. Immortals looks ridiculous. And I was not on the hype train. I'm not getting on the hype train. They're just good.
They are good. Yeah.
I give them a lot of credit. All of their styles are meshing very well.
Yeah. I think their personalities are coming together well. I mean, like you said, they were the cast off of three teams, and they really came to show them that the teams that cast them off screwed up.
Yeah, done fucked up.
Yeah, people said put up or shut up, and they fucking put up.
Well, I think what works. I think what works for them is their styles individually on each team did not work.
Right.
But you're putting them all together, and they've created this. Like just this blitzkrieg team that just does not stop, and they just steamroll you. It's not like they're playing cagey or anything. They're like, all right, game started, go after them, get the kills. You're just like, oh, I don't know what the hell's going on.
They've only got the one speed murder.
Yeah exactly. They move at one speed, extreme. Whereas, murder.
Renegades is moving at the opposite speed. Muck duck.
What's the opposite of the speed of murder?
Muck duck.
Yeah, muck, exactly. Muck duck.
The Urs.
Yeah, it's Renegades just looks like a team that has no idea of what they want to do.
Yeah, that kind of bums me out.
Everything looks bad.
With teams with, like, you know, veteran presence like that, they would at least have decent macro players, and they would at least be able to close out games that they're ahead in. They can't.
Everything looks bad.
They can't close games. They can't win lane.
They're not doing anything.
Anywhere.
Nothing looks like it works.
Yeah.
And it's very disappointing. It's very disappointing.
It's okay. Still rooting for
it. Yeah, C9 has sort of taken shape. They have their little bumps and bruises along the way, which were expected, but they look pretty good.
They're figuring it out.
CLG surprisingly looks capable.
They have moments, you know?
Well, they're 5-3. I mean, they're in the thick of it.
Yeah. It's. I think a lot of it's really happening with Stixxay and Afro.
Yeah.
Is where all the good shit's happening. That's weird. That's who he's showing up. I mean, he's doing really
Darshan well. Has done almost nothing,
how
I feel.
I Darshan, yeah.
I feel like, well, because it's easy to forget him because he hasn't done much, it feels like.
Well, when he goes off, he, like, really goes off.
But I feel like he hasn't gone off this season. That's the thing.
He has. He did a couple amazing Darshan games.
Has he?
Yes, he has.
Am I just not paying attention?
Yeah, I think you're just not paying attention. He has games where he gets ahead in lane, and then
because he's really he hasn't scored a lot of points this year.
He's
in terms
of
fantasy,
score a lot of points.
Oduwamne scores a lot of points.
Kind of. Chachi scored a lot of points last week.
Yeah, he did.
Pulled my ass out of the
way. Plus, when you say his name like that, it makes it sound like kind of like slang for vagina.
Chachi. I always think of Joni Love Chachi.
Well, maybe Joni did love Chachi. Ooh. Oh!
Is that why that relationship didn't work out?
Right, because she was totally into the Chachi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good
stuff.
They're
looking surprisingly good. I think they might be on the edge of, like, something good. But
yeah.
That's what happens with CLG every season. You know, right when they start to look great, they shit the bed and they fuck something
because,
up. Right,
because the team remembers that they're owned by Hotshot.
Yeah.
And he does something supremely stupid to fuck things up. I know, guys, what we're going to do is, Hui, you're sitting, and I'm going to go in and start mid. But why? We're winning. I'm coming in.
Nidalee's strong again. I'm going in.
I'm coming in. Shut up. Energy looks okay. They've had moments of brilliance and in moments of what?
Yeah.
They're still, I think what they're beating the teams that they should beat. And they're not beating the teams that they need to beat.
I agree. They kind of look like a team that's just not practicing enough.
I think they're just a team that's still having some communication issues.
Yeah, there's that too.
I just think there's a lot of communication issues still currently.
You know how you fix that? Practice a lot.
I guess. I mean, a lot of English, I guess. Practice a lot
there's
of English.
Too, yeah. 4 hour scrims, 4 hours English lessons with Rosetta Stone.
Nice, here you go. Or just play when you're listening to Rosetta Stone.
I think Rosetta Stone's interactive and you have to, you know, be there. I think that's kind of how the whole thing works.
Oh, well, that sucks. Have that on your other screen then.
Yeah.
Rosetta Stone, solo queue. Rosetta Stone, solo
maybe, like,
queue.
While you're in queue.
Yeah, while you're in queue. Instead of playing Luminosity or whatever it is.
Don't they stop.
Why would you learn Spanish?
Because I already know English.
But you're not a professional gamer.
Well, that's what I'm going to move to South America, where the competition's a little less stiff.
To play on LAN?
Yeah. And
she's
then,
moved to Florida.
Then I'm going to get the khakis. Then I'm going to be a professional gamer.
Nice. On a team that can't beat their way out of European.
No, it won't matter because we'll win the wild card tournament, and then we'll go straight to Worlds.
Straight to Worlds on a rocket!
And then I'll get a ward kill, and people will cheer. It'll be the greatest
day. You'll hover over Teemo.
Yeah.
Everyone will be excited. Yeah! Teemo! 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 Yeah, and then, yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
And at the last second, I choose Alistar.
Urgot. No.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then TS. And then just going through teams and how they kind of look mid. And then TSM, which looks very middling right now.
Yeah. And.
Again, their individual players are so good that they can beat teams purely based on that.
Yes.
But this is not a 5-3. This is not supposed to be a 5-3 team.
So, you know, I watch all these interviews with Doublelift and Travis, and people always take these quotes out of context and it makes it, you know, right on the front page of Reddit.
Travis, and take context? Take something out of context?
Well, he doesn't. No. The people that listen to his shit. And then you watch the interview and you're like, oh, this isn't serious. This is two friends that are just talking and they're riffing and it's basically our podcast, but you know,
not as good.
A little more professional.
Not as good.
Not as good. And then, you know, Devil of the State is like, yeah, I just feel like solo queue, and I'm thinking like, he, you know, that's not really what he thinks. He's just kind of saying that because he's still holding on to that Devil of personality where everybody has to be trash except for him. But at the same time, kind of growing out of it, and it's not as intense. It just bugs me when these, you know, when people BuzzFeed these Travis articles straight to the front page.
Well, that's, yeah, the, well, you know, just kind of Reddit. It's just Reddit being Reddit things, Reddit you, doing Reddit things.
You won't believe what Doublelift says.
Clickbait.
No, it's always take out of context, and it's always like, yeah, it feels like solo queue, and then
although
the
he's not,
is,
I mean,
calls team trash.
Doublelift says playing on TSM is like playing in solo queue.
Yeah,
it's probably because they're just all not on the same page. That's why it feels like solo queue.
They're definitely not.
No, it's very easy to see that. Any asshole who's seen this game more than one or two times can tell you this is a team that's not in sync with each other. Svenskeren's not, you know, playing great.
He's playing like Svenskeren. I mean, he's exactly what everyone expected him to be.
A fat foreigner.
Yeah. He's not fat.
Yes,
big,
he is.
Big boned.
Yeah, because they're covered in fat.
He's a little husky.
He's a fatso. He's gained a lot of weight.
Has he?
When I saw him on SK, I thought he was a guy. He's just a guy, you know, he's just built big.
Yeah.
And he came to America. No, he's just a fat guy. Hey, listen, it's fine. Be a fat guy. Whatever. No one had any qualms calling me a fat guy.
Yeah, but you're a tiny fat guy.
I'm not tiny or fat. Svenskeren's fat.
Oh.
I mean, Yellowstar's got to get him on the Yellowstar diet.
Yeah, it's a hell of a diet.
Yeah, Yellowstar lost like a whole second Yellowstar. He's like he split.
Yeah, and Svenskeren's just getting lost in the games. You know,
yeah, like that's I expected.
Yeah,
it's like I feel like the game is happening and Svenskeren's too busy looking at it, going ooh.
Yeah. Oh, hey. He's getting caught watching the game instead of playing the game.
Yeah, right? He was texting somebody during the game and just messed up. Oh, fuck. I'm blowing up.
He's like on comms. What's eggplant emoji mean?
It's eggplant Mondays. Oh, no. Or eggplant Fridays.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Hey Bjergsen, what's eggplant Fridays mean? Gank mid, you fucker!
Oh, sorry.
Oops.
My I kind of picture him as a Canadian a little bit.
Svenskeren? He's not Canadian at all.
I know, but I just kind of think of him like, oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. I'm coming late now.
Just being super apologetic for everything.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I think it's kind of funny.
Listen, he's a Dane.
Little chunky Canadian.
He's a Dane.
Whatever.
He's Danish.
I don't know enough. Just about like Danish people to make
Bjergsen's Danish.
Yeah.
And what's his name's Danish?
I like their pastries. That's basically all that I can say.
Oh man, a good, nothing better than a good cheese Danish. The Danes did give us cheese Danish.
Yeah.
Do they just call it cheese us when they order one? Can I get a cheese me?
Maybe they just go, yeah, one of those cheese asses.
You get a cheese me, please.
Yeah.
That's yeah. But, so
they'll probably do well in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, they'll get there.
Yeah. They'll make it. They'll probably, you know, third round.
Yeah, I mean, like they're capable of winning it. They just got to get their shit together.
Yeah.
And actually all be on the same page. I think once Yellow Star whips them into shape, I think things will go well.
You think that's what has to happen? You think it's Yellow Star?
No. I don't think he's the problem. I think Yellow Star needs to whip them into shape.
Mm.
I think everyone needs to kind of, and this is going to be the hardest part, is take their ego.
Yeah.
Leave it outside.
Yeah.
Close the door and let it stay there. And then let Yellow Star lead them to victory.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
I mean, if I'm Yellow Star, the first thing I'm saying to this team is, I'm sorry. How many of you have been deep in Worlds? Oh, right. None of you. So listen to me. I'm the professional. You're all a bunch of clowns. I know what I'm talking about. You guys are collectively a big old sweaty ball sack.
Just so shut up. Assholes.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I'm the only one. I don't want to even hear you. I don't want to hear you. Svenskeren, keep it up. I don't even hear you in comms. Hanser, I didn't even know you were on the team until 22 minutes into the game. So good job. You guys keep doing that. Double lift, shut your mouth. Bjergsen, shut your mouth. I got this.
Listen. I think he needs one of those like little whips people use on horses. What are they called? Little
cattle prod.
No, they're not electric.
I know, but they need a cattle
too. Every time somebody says something on comms that's not constructive, you just zap them.
All of a sudden, you're looking like, you know, when you see all their little pictures, you know, during LCS. All of a sudden, you see Double Lift looks like his mouth moves, and you just see like Yellow Star disappear from frames, like, and see Double Lift fall off his chair.
Yeah,
what did I fucking tell you? And then after the game, you know, it's like when you listen in on their comms,
yeah,
you see Yellowstar just yelling at him in French.
Say trash one more time. Say trash one more time.
It's like between French and English because he's just so angry. He's like, I fucking told you, je suis la fucking goddamn it. And he just stabs him with it one more time before he hits. Wow. He is pissed. He is angry they're not listening to him.
Yeah, he should have flashed with that kill double left. Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, next time you'll remember.
Should have condemned. You didn't condemn.
Next time you'll remember.
Next time you'll know to condemn.
Yeah.
Or I'll condemn you, you motherfucker.
Yep. And then Dignitas, you know, they're doing
a team.
Right.
They are definitely a team. There are five players on their team.
And they're doing okay.
They are in the LCS.
What's
still
their record? Do you have it up?
3-5.
That's not bad.
Not good.
No, not bad.
It's Dignitas. That record is Dignitas. Not bad. It's not good.
I would not mind spending a few seasons on Dignitas' squad.
Like, you know? Like being their AD carry or
anything.
Support or something?
It doesn't matter. Fucking office worker. It can't be that stressful.
I'll be there if they're accountant.
Know? Yeah. Business manager. I'll answer their phone. Probably office. Like a one phone call a day taking the coach.
Office assistant, yeah. And it's like, it's like,
hey, are they practicing? Kind of. Okay, great.
It's like three or four calls a day, but like one of them was a cold call.
Yeah.
Just, you know. You know.
And one
are
was
you
my
interested
mom
in
checking
you?
In. Yeah, she got my work number somehow.
Yeah, right. I told you not to call me on this phone, Mom. God.
I'm busy, God.
I'm trying to do work. Yeah, I mean, I don't, it's just. Yeah, they're just there, man.
They show up, they do, you know, okay work.
They don't do good work, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
They're too good to get kicked out of the LCS, but not good enough to finish like above fifth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but they probably get paid well, you know?
Yeah, I mean
decent benefits.
It's like the type of salary where you're not gonna brag about it to your friends.
Yeah. But
a couple of people you know make more than you.
Yeah, yeah.
But they also work a lot harder.
Yeah,
but
they have ulcers. Their hair.
Yeah, they complain about their job, and you're like, I mean, I don't feel like I have any growth potential at my job, but I like it. I mean, it pays my bills, and I can go out and you know, like
18 vacation days this week.
Yeah, you know,
maybe
I
go to Mexico.
Yeah, you know, I listen. I'm. I mean, I'm sure they have probably a decent like medical plan.
Yeah.
Like a good, you know, I mean, it's...
Okay,
it's,
dental covers...
Yeah, cats. It's... It, yeah, it's like probably one of those ones where you feel like they're charging you a lot,
yeah.
But you got a really low deductible.
Yeah.
So you're like, I feel like they're taking too much, but the deductible's so good.
It's the kind where like where you want to get hurt almost just so that you can use it.
Yeah, I mean, you and like, you know, your doctor that you normally would go to isn't in that plan.
Oh,
but there's a bunch of real, but there's a bunch of really good doctors in that plan that you didn't know you could go to. So it, you know, it evens out.
Yeah,
it's not great. Yeah, it's Dignitas. It's the Dignitas plan.
It's not bad.
They're gonna say whatever you want, we're not gonna give you, but you'll get something pretty good.
Good, not great.
Yeah, Dignitas. We're here.
That's gonna be nice, you know.
That's it.
It's like a regular 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like working at a company that's not a Fortune 500,
mm-hmm.
but you know, one of the guys who worked there did work for a Fortune 500 right. company at one point. He wasn't particularly high up there, and you know now he's only working in you know like HR.
Yeah,
but you know,
but he's like the you know vice president of HR.
Yeah, not the president, not he's not you know like the head of HR.
No,
he's like the assistant to the traveling secretary of HR.
Yeah, still does okay.
it's okay. He said yes. It's Dig Dust. Not ostentatious.
No,
you know, 4 bed, 2.5 bath.
Mm-hmm. Nice
it's got a basement. Yard. It's got a basement partially finished.
Uh-huh. It's gonna be a rumpus room.
Yeah, it's not all the way finished. Yeah. He's got a dog, but it's a mutt.
Yeah,
but
just
it's a cute,
rescue.
But it's a cute mutt. Yeah, he's rescued. Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yep.
I'm glad we've hashed out this guy's life.
Gets to wear jeans on Fridays.
Yeah, yeah. Casual Friday. He wears you know bowling shirts.
He sounds like a lovely man. Little dull, sure, but you know very
little dull. Yeah, he's one of those guys who you meet him and you really like him uh-huh. when you meet him, but you forgot his name.
Like halfway through the conversation,
every day. And you're like, "Fuck!"
Yeah,
and then somebody comes over that you're really good friends with, and they're like, "Oh, you know, what's up?" And you're like, "Oh, this is you guys know each other.
Introduce himself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, this is my friend.
Name again, like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, he fuck. I should have listened when he said it. I was distracted.
Yeah.
There was a piano player. I thought I knew the song, and then he said his name, and I wasn't paying attention. But that's Dignitas.
Yeah, they're always there.
They're there.
Mm-hmm.
For we have had two moments now on this show, not this specific show, where we've gone on weird tangents about people. This one was Dignitas. Last time it was Poe Belter.
Yeah, this was a good one, though.
This was a good one, too. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I feel like I know Dignitas much better now.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's mostly the American side. And then on the European side, you've got... I mean, G2, I think, is the biggest surprise.
Yeah. I don't think anybody expected this.
I don't even think G2 expected this, to be fair. They're getting some really good play out of Trick, out of Perks, out of Kickass, and then they're bottom lane. There's two people down there.
Is there?
I don't remember who they are. I'll be honest. I mean, I don't remember who their AD carry is. They have Emperor.
That's it. Like, I know it's someone important.
Yeah, it's someone who I forgot who it was, but it is Emperor, and he is playing like a boss.
Yeah, much better than last season.
Well, to be fair, they only played like 3 games last season.
Yeah, much better than last season.
I mean, I guess he's got more significant play. Yeah. But yeah, this team looks badass, man.
They're doing really well.
Go them.
And they look... Excuse me. They look hungry to win. I think that's the biggest thing. Is that they're not acting complacent. They look like they want to win.
And everybody on their team... they're all on the same page. Like, there is never a point where I feel like you're looking at them and it's like, they don't look like they know what they're doing right now.
When Trick played Udyr, I think that was the point where, like, they kind of don't look like they know what they're doing.
I don't know. I think they got a little high in the boots.
Yeah.
You know, so...
High in the boots? Is that...
No, I just made that up.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, to be honest with you.
There's something about pants that works, but I can't remember the metaphor.
A little big for his britches.
That's it. Yeah.
I like high in the boots better than that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't sound good. It sounds good. He's got a little high in his boots. I like it. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
We're sticking with the high in the boots.
Yeah. But, you know, you take that game away, they're still looking real strong.
Well, you take that game away and they're undefeated.
Exactly.
It looked pretty good, other than that one game that they lost. Well, yeah.
The outlier.
Yeah. So them and H2K, but H2K, I don't think it's a surprise at all when you look at their roster. With, you know.
Stop yawning. Yeah.
Nope. It's a, that's a lack of oxygen to your lungs.
They kind of had a rocky, they had a couple rocky games, you know.
But again, they're 7-1, so. Yeah.
By a couple.
Really, it's only one rocky game.
Well, one rocky game that they lost. There were some games where they were kind of looking.
But they've got a really good team from top to bottom.
They do. Their individual players are stellar.
Yeah, I mean, Oduwamne, Yankos, Forgiven, Vander, and Selfie has been playing thus far, you know.
Really well.
Ryu was there. But yeah, I mean, they're a great-looking team. Not surprising where they are.
I'm a little surprised that it worked out this well with that organization.
Yeah, but it's, I guess it's nice to see, it's nice to see a meme blow up in somebody's face.
Yeah, somebody got their shit together real fast and put together an all-star team. So good for
them. It speaks to the fact that maybe the management of that team isn't so shitty and shady.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, maybe it was Sven Skarren being a douchebag.
That's totally possible.
Little fat guy being a dick, not a surprise.
Pit these two guys against each other.
Yeah, like the ugly girl who has two guys who are inexplicably vying for her affections.
Does that happen? Is there like a rom-com about that I'm missing?
Maybe she was hot from like afar, like she looked good from far away. Or like she took a really good picture and somebody saw it. I don't know.
It's like a girl with a great looking Tinder profile.
Yeah. They play the angles.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, like these ones, you know, like the up here angle.
Yeah,
you don't see the double chin.
Yeah, only tits.
Yeah, only tits. It just looks down straight into your tits.
That's good.
Whoa, it's like a cavern.
Yeah, that's
like all of the Casey Tron pictures.
Yeah, all tits.
Nothing but tit.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, sure. Yeah, Unicorns of Love, surprisingly, 6-2.
They're doing pretty
well. Didn't see that coming, especially when they lost Diamond as their jungler.
Yeah.
You know, there's some hodgepodge of just playing a jungler this week, playing a different jungler that week. Now they have, what's that guy? Is like his name's like Randy or some shit?
Jeff?
Rudy. Jeff? You thought his name was Jeff?
Look, we got Matt. We got Freddy.
Matt's their American.
Whatever.
Freddy's not American.
You know, we have these players. It could have been Jeff.
It wasn't. It's Rudy.
Could have been
like Rudy Huxtable.
For all we know.
It's not.
No, it's not. It's Rudy.
It's Rudy.
Yeah. But they're
looking good. He's apparently a massive troll, by the way.
That's not good.
Rumor has it he's a big solo queue troll.
He might get kicked out.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. And then after them, Fnatic and Vitality. Fnatic is going through their own weird growing pains still. They're trying to figure things out.
Is it growing pains or is it shrinking pains?
Well, shrinking is growing inward.
No. I mean, they lost, you know, their star players.
They lost their captain, their shot caller, their team leader. All was the same guy.
Yeah. And then the two other guys.
Yeah, but I feel like replacing Hooney and Rainover is not as difficult as replacing the heart of your team.
Yeah, no, I agree with them. And you can't replace, you know, being at Worlds five times.
You know, I can own 6 or 7 different guns.
Yeah.
All of those guns are deadly. But if I cut my fucking hands off, I can't shoot them, so it doesn't matter.
I'm sure you could figure something out. Use your toes.
Yeah, but exactly. I can figure something out, but it'll probably be significantly less effective.
Yeah, I agree.
So while the guns are deadly, if you can't shoot them, it doesn't matter. And that's sort of the situation that Fnatic is in.
Yeah.
You know, losing Yellow Star was essentially losing their hands.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. And then after them, they fall off. Well, I mean, you have Origin, who I think is an incredible disappointment right now.
Real rocky start.
They're trying to figure
Power of Evil is just not playing.
Power of Evil is Sven scaring it up.
Yeah, it's bad.
Just disappears. It's kind of like, don't they have 5 people? Are they only playing with 4? That's weird.
Where's the fourth one?
Where's the fifth? Yeah. Who's the fifth? Didn't they have an Orianna when the game started? Oh, there he is. He's hiding behind Baron pit.
Oh, okay. Sombrero. Never mind.
There it is. Oh, look, Yelton. Didn't hit anybody.
Yeah.
And, like, statistically, he doesn't look bad. Doesn't look
great.
He does. He's really, I think he's really trying to find himself on this team, and it's taking longer than they would have hoped.
He's not taking longer than a lot of people would have hoped. The same confidence that he had, and nowhere near the same confidence as Xpeke. You know, I think Gordon got kind of used to having that kind of bravado.
Yeah,
and that's not there anymore.
No, and I think that. And I don't think he's being, picked on. I don't think people are saying, oh, you know, Power of Evil is really shit in the bed. But I think he is hearing a little bit of that, and I think it's affecting his game.
Yeah.
Because, like I tell you, Peke heard that a lot, where people are like, oh, he's the worst mid in Worlds. And, you know, he shrugs that shit right off.
Yeah.
And is like, worst? Really? Watch this.
And he's also been around a lot longer than Power of Evil.
Well, yeah, he's got probably the much thicker skin. He knows how to deal with this kind of stuff. And that's what happens with a lot of these younger players who are thrust into these positions where it's difficult to deal with, you know, how much is being thrown at you from the community.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all positive. You know, when he was with the Unicorns of Love, you know, they were darlings. Everyone loved them. It didn't matter what they did. No one gave them a hard time about anything.
Right.
Well, now he's not on Unicorns of Love anymore. Now he's on Origin. Now he's in the big time.
And he had, like, a lot of expectations coming in behind.
Yeah, I think people assumed that UOL was holding him back.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was the case. I don't think he's a bad player. I think he's a fine player. I just think he just is really struggling to figure out where he fits in on this team.
Right.
Like, what is his job? Because Peke's job was very clearly not a carry.
Depends on the game.
No. I mean, he had carry moments, but his job wasn't to... They didn't rely on him to carry.
Right.
They relied on Peke to be smart, to make, you know, smart plays, be where he needed to be, you know, get kills when you need to get kills, but ultimately just be the unifying force on that team.
Right.
You know, now you take that out, you know, you don't have that rock in the center anymore. You don't have that thing you can count on.
Wobbly. Like one of those shopping wheels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It squeaks a lot. So, yeah, and then after Origin, it's Elements and Splice and Rocket and Giants, and that's a big old pile of trash.
Yeah, Giants is really falling off, and that, you know, kind of disappointing.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and then Splice just apparently weren't ready for the LTS.
I think Splice is a team that, yeah, I don't know if they know what they want to do. They have players that just look very young. You know, in terms of their careers.
And their skill level. I mean...
Well, that's what I mean. You know, they just don't look like they are comfortable playing.
They don't look like LCS caliber players yet.
No. I mean, Senkux has made some nice plays occasionally.
A couple good games.
Wonderware looks like he has no idea. Like a deer in headlights.
Yeah.
Like he's no idea what's going on. So, I've never been a big trashy fan. You know, when Trashy was on, what was it, Enemy or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Enemy Esports. I wasn't a huge fan of his. He did nothing and impress me that much. I do feel bad that Yamato Cannon is their coach.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he is a really good coach, and he's just...
I kind of feel bad for the guy that spent $2 million buying the spot and the team.
Yeah.
You know,
seems to be money well spent other places.
Yeah, he's not getting that back for a long time.
Nah, probably not going to get a good return on that investment.
Yeah, I guess for him, as long as they don't get auto relegated.
Well, there is no more auto relegation.
Oh, that's true. As long as they don't get relegated.
Yeah, as long as you don't lose the relegation tournament, then
then that's
because you can always get better players.
Right.
Your players can figure it out and maybe turn it around. Anything can happen, but as long as you don't get stuck back in the. In the Challenger tournament, you don't want to do that. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
You know, and maybe they'll get better.
Yeah. So those are that's the basics. You know, we weren't going to break down week 4 in the LCS because we don't do that.
Yeah. Plus, by the time the show goes up, you'll have seen week 5.
Probably.
So.
We're not going to break down a week that you've already seen and broken down before. We're giving you highlights, the tower dive lights. More importantly, there was a couple of eyebrow raising. I don't want to call them incidents. Little things that happened over the course of the previous week and the subsequent days that followed. Number one, and I guess kind of everyone saw this coming, but Romilia left Renegades. To some, it was long overdue. To others, they're Remy, don't go.
I don't know if it was.
Ooh, Remy, don't go.
I don't know if it was long overdue, but
according to some people, it's long overdue.
Yeah.
Has her haters
not happy playing the game. I mean, look, that's fine.
To be fair, and this is going to be my mean moment of the day. My mean moment of the day. If I was turning in games like she was on stage, I wouldn't be happy playing this game either.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think that's fair. You know, she wasn't playing well. She wasn't comfortable on stage. She wasn't.
She didn't look. Yeah, her champion pool, as feared, was a problem.
Yeah.
Big
glaring weak spot in the team.
It became a big problem. And I mean, you can sit there and say she was terrible. But the team doesn't look particularly good outside of Freeze when he gets to play.
Yeah, RF's not really performing very well.
And again, he is the second least egregious offender.
Yeah, I mean, no one on the team is playing particularly well.
But Crumbs and Alex are bad.
I don't know what they did with those 6 weeks in Korea. I don't think it was a whole lot of
I don't think it was playing League of Legends. But Monte Cristo, it's not like he was just giving them, let's get drunk and fuck bitches. We'll bring some dudes for you, Romelia, don't worry. Woo! LCS! I don't think that was the case.
No.
If it was, I mean, that's awesome. I'd love to see that video.
What's happening right now is that they spent a lot of time focusing on their macro play because their rotations look good. You know, their shot calling.
Do they?
They look like they're moving around the map well, and they're going for the right objectives, but they're really not pulling it out on the individual play. Like, they're trying to make things happen, but they can't because the other team either sees it coming or they get spotted or the other team just, outplays them in the team fight.
Plus, they only have one carry.
And they only have Freeze right now that they can really rely on.
Carry, yeah.
You can't do that. You could do that 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way anymore. You got to have a backup plan.
Yeah, you got to have somebody else that can carry when, they key on your one carry.
Yeah.
Which they're going to do all the time now.
Definitely.
Because now teams are going to expect Alex to carry. And listen, I have egg on my face because I thought Alex was going to be baller.
Yeah.
And he's been pretty pedestrian at best.
Right. I mean,
Crumbs has been not good.
It got to the point to where people stopped banning Romilia's champs because they're like, she's not really a threat anymore. You know?
And that's even worse when they realize, I'll put you on Thresh.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about you beating me.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And at that point, though, I think her confidence had been so crushed.
I think she was checked out.
I mean, here's my breakdown of her. She's very fragile. I think she emotionally puts up a wall. She tries to play the tough game, but I think she is very fragile.
Yeah. In a sense that the community outspokenness affects her a lot.
I believe, and she tries to talk a tough game, and that I think makes it worse. That exacerbates the situation beyond all things. When she does interviews or when she's said as saying, I don't give a fuck about what these people think and blah blah blah, and I do this and this is the way I am, and it's kind of like, just don't say anything. You're in the LCS.
Like,
you're a girl.
You did it.
Congratulations, you did it. I think she's very fragile emotionally. She has, I believe, anxiety disorder, which is fine.
Sure. Although, but, I feel like that kind of gets thrown around a lot, too.
I think that's a crutch, too, I'll be honest.
Yeah. If you have, like, actual anxiety issues, you should talk to somebody and probably, you know, have a
take therapist something.
Or take something, you know.
Take something that's anti-anxiety, and there's a lot of drugs that they make that are for anti-anxiety.
Level you out.
Yeah, you know, so it's, you could perform at your job, because I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that perform significantly higher impact jobs than playing video games for a living that need to function.
Yeah.
And function at a high level and have to be medicated in order to do so.
I think what it really boils down to is that she wasn't having fun playing the game anymore. You know, and that happens.
Yeah, no, listen, it happens to the best of us. Yeah. The only problem is she leaves her team high and dry.
Yeah, it's maybe. Kind of shitty.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and the fact that you made a big deal, like when they got into the LCS, she was like, I'm leaving. I did, you know, I proved my point.
Right.
I made it to the LCS and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm gonna take my ball and go home. And then a few days later. Yeah, a few days later she was like, you know what? My fans have been great, whatever. I'm gonna play in the LCS. And I was like, yay! Make sure you learn more champions though.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they boot camp, and she comes back, and it's like, all right, we're fucking ready. Renegades. We got this great video. Mm. We've got cool merch. Monte Cristo at the helm. We got fucking Alex Ish. We got Freeze. Surprise, surprise, motherfuckers. You know, here we come. LCS. That's them getting stomped.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Them stomping in, and then there's going to be more sound effects.
No, no, the stomping was happening to them.
I see, I got you.
And then it was just sort of like, wow, we're not as good as I thought we were.
Yeah, and that's a rough way to wake up.
It's a sobering experience. Yeah. It's very sobering when you have the amount of bravado that I feel that they came in with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if that's the player's fault, if it was the marketing team's fault.
I'm sure it's the marketing team's fault. Yeah. I feel like these players aren't particularly... you know, egotistical and overly, you know, overconfident. But regardless, they still came in. There was hype. There was bravado. There were videos. There was all this other crap. And they're 1-7.
Yeah.
And they look like a team that is not having a good time out there.
That, I think that's, you know, I think it's getting to them. I think that the losing streak is really getting to them.
Sure.
And also the visa issues or whatever the issues were with Freeze.
Yeah, but again, you know, Freeze was carrying them single-handedly. Yeah. You can't win these games alone.
Exactly. I mean, it's just not good. They really need to kind of, you know, disconnect the computers from everything besides League of Legends. Buckle down.
Buckle down.
Get a couple wins under your belt to rebuild your confidence and then kind of, you know, start focusing on what's wrong. And, you know, you can't question their coaching staff. I mean, look at the guy running the team, right?
Yeah, I mean, guy probably knows
League of Legends, apparently
knows league better than most people. Yeah.
Listen to him, you know, talk to somebody if you're having anxiety issues or you're not having fun, or we've been, you know, people know our opinion about whether the league should be fun if you're job or not, but you should still enjoy it.
Yeah,
right. You have to like what you do. But treat it like work.
At least tolerate what you do. You should not like it.
Yeah. But buckle down, get a couple wins, rebuild the confidence, and then you can kind of...
Yeah, build up, forward. You know, figure out what's you know. I mean, I don't think that's the last change this team is going to make, but we'll
probably
see.
Probably not.
I, you know, where's the blame going to fall now is basically what you're kind of
thinking. I think it's what you have to avoid. You got to stop blaming, you know.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But that's what League of Legends is really good at.
Yeah, just pointing the fucking finger.
Finding someone else to blame.
And then just replacing whose fault, that person and then realizing, oh, that wasn't our only issue.
Until you realize that you get to the final piece that you still have on the team and you're still losing and you realize that that was the problem.
Yeah, or that the problem wasn't the players ever. It was, you know, the fucking just people running the team, or if it was...
Yeah, just the approach to the game. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the... The unfortunate saga of Renegades right now. I'd like to see them do better. I know too. They'd like to see them do better.
I hope they don't get relegated either.
Yeah, they've got a lot. They've got a long way to go.
Uphill battle.
They've got a long way to go, and they're gonna. Yeah, there's a couple of good challenger teams that are gonna give them trouble if they have to play them. So, staying in that vein, we'll stay in the support vein. Not support vein.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, the
solo
Veen.
Queue advice: don't play support Vayne.
She offers nothing. She does nothing for you. So Noxiac, Fnatic has finally decided to part ways with Noxiac.
Yeah.
It just wasn't working out for them.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, Noxiac's plenty good player. I'm sure he's a nice guy. His style mixed with Reckless's style did not mesh.
That's one of the hardest things to do when building a team, is getting a cohesive bot lane.
And they were just not working. You know, it was a square peg in a round hole. Just did not work. Plus, Noxiac, not a shot caller.
Yeah, and that's what Fnatic was missing, you know?
Yeah, and Reckless was doing all the shot calling. That's a mistake. Also, on a personal side, I don't really like Noxiac's roam game, and I don't like his warding.
Yeah.
Where Yellowstar's warding and roaming was perfect
he was
at times.
Four moves ahead.
Yeah, he was right out there, man. He was baiting you into shit. He was setting stuff up. Noxiac does not do that. He was just sort of like, I'm gonna play Janna. Fuck you. And it just didn't look good. So they've replaced him with this Swedish challenger player, Klage, who's apparently very good.
They should change his name to Chef, I think.
Like the Swedish Chef?
Like the Swedish Chef.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that on your own?
I did. Just now.
It was very good.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a master improvisationalist.
Thank you.
Improviser.
Yeah, I know. That's what my mom says, too.
But I'm glad she does. It's important.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. So they got this guy Klage now. He's been duoing with Reckless a lot. Apparently he is going to fill the void of a shot caller. He's going to fill the void of a support that meshes with Reckless's style. Apparently he's going to solve all their problems.
That's how things work.
Yeah. You bring someone new in, they fix all of the problems.
Yeah, that's it.
I know Reddit was particularly tough on Spirit thus far.
Yeah. I think it's because the public has this perception of, you know, bringing in a Korean ringer and a
if you played on Samsung, it means you're the best player ever. That's the perception right now.
And then if you put, you know, four other random players around him, it doesn't matter. He's going to be amazing, right?
He was on Samsung.
It's not the way it works. You know, and Spirit's been doing all right, you know?
Yeah.
But you can only...
I just love the hater aid that gets thrown around. It's like, oh, look, why do you think no Korean or Chinese team wanted him?
No, I don't think
that was the case.
No, it's not the case. He didn't come to Europe because nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
Came to Europe probably because it's easier, more money, more opportunities.
Less stress.
Less stress.
It's like working in Dignitas.
Better food.
Well, not if you like Korean food.
Yeah, I don't really like Korean food that much.
Well, you're not Korean.
That's a good point.
Tend to have them every now and then.
That's a good point.
It's a valid point.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of haterade being thrown in Spirit's direction. Like, oh, Noxiac wasn't the problem. It's Spirit. But they can't get rid of Spirit.
Maybe they can.
Well, no. I mean, they can't. They're not going to because, you know.
He's an actual asset.
And they need him.
Yeah.
They're going to need him going forward, especially with, you know, Gamsu not being a carry in top lane.
Yeah, like they had hoped.
Well, I don't think they hoped Gamsu was going to be a carry. I just think they were sort of hoping that Gamsu was going to, you know, be a little bit more aggressive than he is.
Yeah.
His teleports leave much to be desired.
Yeah. I mean, he was doing the same thing when he was on Dignitas, too. It wasn't just
right.
The team that was all of Gamsu's problems.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's easy to blame your team when you're not playing well.
That's true. And not having a shot caller makes things...
And having it be your AD carry.
Yeah. I mean, he's focusing on a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, you want to make sure he's focusing on just being the best AD carry he can be.
Right.
Not making sure your jungler is coming down and ganking and top laner needs to teleport and mid, here comes this and blah, 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 blah. No. You can't do that.
You can't keep track of it all.
It's too much. You're putting too much on poor young Reckless's shoulders.
There's a reason.
It's going to snap.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason shot callers are traditionally junglers or supports. you know.
Yeah.
Occasionally mids. It depends on the style of the team.
Even very rarely a top laner.
But, you know, the jungle's out there. He sees what's going on. He's always, you know, and he can kind of control the flow of the game. Even if he's not the official shot caller, he can still make calls just from his position of where he is in relation to the current situation. And support, you're not doing anything in lane anyway. You know, you might as well look at the minimap.
Yeah. You know, and it's that's what you bring to the table.
Yeah. Yeah, think a couple moves ahead, you know, and call that out to your team, right? That's the other big thing, is that you can't just be thinking about the thing. You have to be talking to your team and saying, hey, I think they're doing this. Hey, I think they're doing this. Hey, I think they're doing this. And then your team should respond with input, so you know, build a plan together.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's, I think, another thing a lot of these teams are running into is just general communication issues.
Yeah. Besides Immortals, people aren't closing out games, you know?
No.
Like, these are supposed to be shorter games, and we're still getting 50-minute games.
Yeah, it just is not, it's just not pretty at times. Yeah. It just looks really, like, I don't even know.
Just the way, it's kind of, it's like a, it's half, like, the way the meta is working. It's half, all of these teams are very new and haven't played very much competitively with each other. I mean, it's, you know. It is what it is.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know, you either get what was it? It's either a clown fiesta or it's a boring ass game.
Oh yeah. That's what there's like a comment on Reddit about that. Yeah. Is that what that was?
Yeah. How every game, but the poster didn't agree with it. You know.
No, it was said in jest.
Yeah.
You know. Which, I mean, he's that's the community, though. You can't listen to them. No. What the fuck they're talking
about. I just like the term clown fiesta. Apparently it gets overused, though. So.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
I just heard it
now. I don't listen to the audio when I watch the LCS, usually.
It sounds like a freak thing.
Yeah, it probably is.
It sounds like something a freak
thing. And you keep trying to force it into conversation. Yeah, clown fiesta.
Stop trying to make that a thing.
Clown fiesta is never going to be a thing.
It's never going to be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, looking ahead, like I said, we have what was it? Lemonation. He's gonna exploit this week. C9 is gonna exploit Immortals' shit on lane, win game playstyle.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that happening?
I mean, it's okay if he has an actual plan,
which I don't think he has.
Then it's probably not good. But if he has an actual plan, then it might do all right. Provided the picked ban phase goes well for C9.
I just feel like, you know, if you're focusing on how to beat them, you're doing it wrong.
Yes.
Focus on how to play your game the best of your ability. Yes,
that should
make them beat you.
That's the big picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play your game.
Because at the moment, if you're just not as good as the other team... You know, the problem is not beating their team. The problem is you're not playing well enough to beat, you know, all the teams.
It doesn't matter what ridiculous strategy you employ. You're just not going
to
win.
You can't cheese your way to Worlds.
No, it doesn't work like
Although, I guess, I mean, if you're not doing super great or as well as you'd hoped, taking down the big dog, you know, making the Russian bleed, that'll boost a lot of morale.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Taking the Russian down?
Making him bleed.
Making him flee.
He's cut. Yeah.
He's mortal.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I mean,
yeah.
Cloud9 does, like, when they're playing well, they follow through on each other's plays. So, if they have some strat or some comp that's supposed to work, maybe they can cheese him out. I mean,
like, Cloud9's doing well. Yeah. I just am like. I feel like they're that team that the moment you start hyping them is the moment they let you down.
Yeah. No, I get
it's
that.
It's the moment where it's like, yeah, this team, look, they finally are putting it together and four games they lose in a row.
I think Cloud9's been winning games mainly because of their ability to close games out. Right? They once they get an advantage, they can actually make something happen with that advantage. They don't necessarily throw it away. When they play with Hive.
I mean, yeah. Well, when they have Hive, of course.
Yeah. So.
Not with Bunny Fufu.
Nah, not with Bunny Fufu.
No, Bunny Fufu doesn't offer them anything.
Yeah.
brings nothing to the table.
But I think that's it.
I feel like it was good. It was informative.
Yeah, that was a good. I talked a lot in this episode.
Congratulations.
I wasn't expecting to coming into this.
Really, 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 you know, you're really getting out of your shell.
Yeah, yeah. It happens after 43 episodes.
Yeah, you know, we had to pry out of it. Yeah. Like a clam.
The problem is everyone's been telling me I'm
wrong.
Fucked
up oyster.
You know, once they actually watch it, so.
People are what?
Going to tell me I'm wrong.
Well, yeah. I'm sure you are.
Probably.
And even if you're not.
I'm mostly talking to my ass anyway.
I love talking to your ass.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. So let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap this shit up. As always, thank you guys for watching, listening, paying attention, caring, hating, whatever it is. I, of course, am the indomitable Captain Hooks.
Oh, you never give me adjectives anymore. I am the adjectiveless Pan the Man.
I thought that I don't give them to you. You have to earn
them. No. Oh. It's hard.
It's hard. Famous things you've never heard. Hold on. There we go. So I am Captain Hooks.
I'm Pan the Man.
And we will see you on the Rift.
Bye-bye.